Hi, I'm Kemp Haar, and I'm with FloorDaily.net, and we're at Surfaces 2009, and we're actually here with Bridget Kelly in the British Wool booth. Bridget, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Kemp. We're enjoying the show.
Oh, good, good. Tell us a little, you know, some people may not even know, you know, British Wool is an organization. Why don't you tell us who British Wool is?
British Wool is actually called the British Wool Marketing Board. We sit between the textile industry and the British wool producer, which is a sheep farmer. We market the wool on behalf of the British sheep wool producer. And then we basically allow them to get on and do the business of turning it into textile product.
Okay, and so by coming to Surfaces, naturally we're talking about flooring mostly at Surfaces. We're talking, and in your instance, we're probably talking mostly about wool carpet, aren't we?
We are talking about wool carpet because British wool is a coarse wool, so it's very suitable for carpet, and 70% of what we produce actually does go into carpet. We have a niche market here in the US. It's very valuable to us, and we do very well in contract because of the resilience of the fiber, so that's why we come to Surfaces.
So the sheep, because of either the climate or because of what they're eating, or I don't know, maybe the breed, but for some reason the sheep that produce British wool actually make a better fiber to be used in carpets, what you're telling me.
What happens to British wool is that when it's on the sheep, it has to react with the climate, because obviously the sheep needs to be warm. It needs to survive the climate in the UK. It's inclement in the UK. It can be very harsh up on the hills, so the sheep develops a nice, sturdy, tough fleece that can fight off water, keep the sheep warm. And basically what happens is that even though it's processed, when it's shorn and then it's processed, which is a lengthy processing from wool on the sheep to a finished product, it keeps hold of those attributes. So, you know, it's still tough, it's got resilience, it's got bulk, so it will fight footfall very well. And it's known for being particularly resilient. That's why you'll find it on casino floors, you'll find it in cruise liners, you'll find it in hotel lobbies and such like, because it will fight that footfall. So that's why.
All right, so as an organization that represents the wool producers to the people who actually produce the wool carpet, what is your role here when you come to Surfaces? What do you primarily try to do?
Yeah. We're here at Surfaces to promote the British Wool brand. We bring with us licensed partners, their manufacturers, who will be promoting British Wool product. Because we don't actually have a finished product, we promote British Wool through their product. So we're here to support them in their activity and to support the British Wool brand here at Surfaces.
So do you meet primarily with retailers who need to hear a little bit about the story, about why they should consider buying a rug or carpet with British wool on it?
I think what happens really is we leave the business of selling British wool to the manufacturers. They have the relationships, they have the product, and they get on and do the job very well for us. We do that as a backup, really. We're here to say, you need some literature about British wool, you need to know more about the generic benefits of it. We can provide that. We provide that to our manufacturers anyway, but if they want to come and talk to us, then we're very happy to talk to them. And we're surprised, actually, the number of people this year that have come and asked for literature about British wool, particularly because of the natural ranges we've got and things that we're doing in terms of producing yarns that don't require any colour added to them and beautiful ranges that can be provided by our manufacturers. This year, we've had an awful lot of interest.
Well, I could take a guess on that, and maybe you can confirm this for me, but, I mean, wool is a natural product. And everybody knows that green is becoming very important. So wouldn't you think that one of the reasons that maybe more people are tuning in to the whole wool story is because of this whole focus on sustainability and green?
I think so. And in America, it's very, very evident that there's a lot of interest here. I was talking to a gentleman this morning that said the detail that he wanted about wool and the questions he was asking about how it's processed and in finished product was amazing. We really tapped into that this last year, and we've produced a range of yarns for the industry. So just basically to give them ideas. You know, we're not in the business of producing yarns ourselves, but we can produce suggestions for the industry that help them meet this trend. We've introduced Shades of Nature, which is a sort of a selection of British breeds stories. We do have more breeds than any other country in the world. So we offer 60 sort of pure breeds, and then we have endless rare breeds and crossbreeds and half breeds. What this brings to the flooring is natural variegation and texture. This is something that isn't available through other wools. And whereas once this was perhaps a little bit of a drawback for us, in this climate and this trend, the environmental trend, it's a real benefit. It's a real benefit to the manufacturer because they can come to us. We have black wools, we have brown wools, we have wools that have just a hint of those colours in it. And with very clever blending and yarn spinning technology is so good these days, they can actually produce wonderful ranges. No colours added, they just put on a natural jute backing and they're meeting these specifications right on. So that's what we're here for, to promote these benefits to them.
Okay, one last question before we run out of time. I was just curious. I mean, the use of wool as a fiber in rugs is picking up, isn't it? It's actually, I mean, it's taking share from synthetic yarn.
Yeah, absolutely. Particularly here, we're noticing that wool seems to be faring much better than perhaps synthetics in this tough market conditions. And we believe that the reason for that is because despite the economy being the way it is, you know, there is this environmental thing going on in the background. So people are becoming much more thoughtful about what they're buying. They understand the benefits more. We've been coming here 7 years. You know, people are learning more and they understand that this product is the right product for now. So, yeah, I don't think there's a problem for growth for wool in the future.
Well, let me ask you this one last question. When a dealer is deciding they want to carry a wool carpet line and they want to make sure it's British wool, how do they know?
The way that they've got to find out about British wool is, they first of all, they've got to ask to make sure they've got British wool. If it's got the brand on the back, so they can see the Shepherd's Crook mark, which is our quality logo on the back, they can be confident that it has British wool in it to our specification levels. If it's got nothing on the back, they've got to ask. And really the thing is, they've got to specify they want British wool product. So, you know, they can come to us, we can advise them on that, we can tell them the manufacturers that are dealing in British wool that are licensed to use the British wool quality mark. And then if they've got more specific requests than that, we can actually look at where the wool has come from. You know, we can go right back through the chain. So I think the first thing I would say is look on the back of the sample, see if it's got a British wool Shepherd's Crook quality mark on it. Talk to the retailer, talk to the manufacturer if necessary, and they will be able to sort of outline it. And if the worst comes to worst, they can always come and talk to the British Wool Marketing Board. We will guide them in the right direction for that product.
Okay, all right. Well, we've been talking to Bridget Kelly with the British Wool Marketing Board, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloridaDaily.net.